The rapid retreat of the Taliban has raised hopes among relief groups that they can head off a famine in northern Afghanistan this winter. Aid has been getting in, and the Bush administration has been working with international groups on recovery efforts. The work is dangerous, even in areas under the opposition Northern Alliance. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Humanitarian workers got some good news from Afghanistan recently. The World Food Program met its monthly goal of getting 52,000 tons of food to the drought-stricken country. But distributing the food is proving difficult. Mark Bartolini of the International Rescue Committee is particularly concerned about Mazar-e-Sharif, the first Afghan city to fall to the opposition Northern Alliance.
IRC has lost some of its vehicles. There's been harassment of our workers. And other agencies have suffered even more in terms of lootings, both by the Taliban as they were fleeing, and also by Northern Alliance forces and by criminal elements up in that region.
He says the IRC has had to cut back some of its work as rival factions vie for power in a town that many had hoped would be a center for relief operations. The International Rescue Committee joined other aid organizations yesterday in calling for the quick deployment of a multinational force to provide security. Ken Bacon, a former Pentagon spokesman who is now president of Refugees International, says many nations have already offered to send troops.
The sooner these areas are made secure, the more food we'll be able to get in before the winter, and the better off the relief efforts will be. The other thing is that I think there's a cruel momentum to disorder and misrule, and the longer it continues, it feeds on itself more and more. And the time to stop it is at the earliest possible minute, not to wait and diddle around and come in months later.
Secretary of State Colin Powell told NPR News he's as anxious as the aid organizations to establish security.
The situation has improved considerably. The food necessary to feed the people is in the region and is now coming into the country in bulk. The difficulty is clearing the roads, making sure the mines are out of the way, and making sure that the food can be distributed on a retail basis down to the individual villages where they're needed.
Powell said French and Jordanian troops are expected in Mazar-e-Sharif to provide security for humanitarian operations, but U.S. and U.N. officials caution it will be difficult to persuade the Afghans to accept foreign troops. The U.N.'s point man on recovery efforts, Mark Malik Brown, says relief workers are dealing with a messy peace.
The nice, clean idea that international aid workers in white four-wheel drive vehicles are going to fan out across the country, bringing beneficence and development services to all corners of Afghanistan, you know, is at odds with really a very complex, difficult situation where we're going to constantly have to keep an eye on the security situation to understand which parts of the country are accessible.
Malik Brown says humanitarian work has to go hand in hand with diplomatic efforts. Much, he says, will depend on the outcome of next week's meeting in Germany, a gathering of Afghan groups to form a broad-based government.
If we are not proactive about this, a difficult security situation, an absence of a well-established state, can easily trap this kind of operation in relief only. Well, when you're just doing food, a state doesn't take hold.
The U.S. and Japan hosted a meeting in Washington this week to talk about ways to move beyond food aid. The U.N. Development Program, the World Bank, and the Asian Development Bank will follow up on this next week in Islamabad, discussing concrete proposals to rebuild schools and roads and revive agriculture. Malik Brown was hesitant to put a price tag to all of this, but did offer a parallel, saying it cost $6.5 billion to help rebuild Mozambique after a civil war. He says the international community is supportive of humanitarian work in Afghanistan. The trick, he says, is to turn that support into a check that can bankroll recovery efforts for several years to come. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.